This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Right. Lovebirds. Let's talk Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's supposed to be all hearts and flowers and romantic bullshit.
Right.
But here at the Deep Dive,
yeah,
we're going to cut through the crap
and
see what this holiday is really about.
Okay.
Is it a celebration of love or just a giant marketing ploy designed to empty our wallets?
Well, let's face it. Valentine's Day has become a bit of a consumerist circus.
It really has.
Everywhere you turn, there's another ad telling you to buy overpriced roses.
Oh, yeah.
Diamonds you can't afford.
Totally.
And those heart-shaped chocolates that taste like disappointment.
Seriously. It's like the whole world is trying to convince us that the only way to prove our love is by spending a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But is that really what love is about? I don't think so.
Well, I think it's important to remember that Valentine's Day is a manufactured holiday. Yeah, I mean, who decided that February 14th is the official day of love?
Right.
Probably some greeting card company trying to boost their sale.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the floral industry.
Ugh, yeah.
They jack up the prices of roses by like 50%.
Yeah.
Just because it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And you know what?
Because
those roses aren't even in season in February.
No.
They're flown in from who knows where.
Right.
Just to wilt on your kitchen counter a few days later.
It's a classic example of manufactured demand. They create this artificial scarcity and then hike up the prices, knowing that people will pay a premium because they feel pressured to buy roses for their significant other.
And don't even get me started on diamonds. Seriously, they're the biggest scam in the history of romance.
Well, hold on a minute. I wouldn't go that far. Diamonds are beautiful.
Oh, come on.
And they can be a meaningful symbol of love.
Diamonds aren't even rare. The whole diamonds are forever thing is just a brilliant marketing campaign by De Beers to convince us that we need to spend 3 months' salary on a rock. It's insane.
Okay, I'll give you that. De Beers definitely played a major role in shaping our perception of diamonds.
Sure.
But let's not forget that diamonds do have inherent beauty and durability.
Okay.
And for some people, they hold a special sentimental value.
All right, fine. But if you're going to buy a diamond, at least do your research and make sure you're not getting ripped off.
Totally agree.
Don't just blindly follow the 3-month salary rule. That's just a marketing ploy designed to make you overspend.
I agree. It's important to be a savvy consumer and make informed choices.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of ethical and sustainable options when it comes to diamonds, like lab-grown diamonds or vintage diamonds.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've established that Valentine's Day is a bit of a minefield of consumerism. Mm. But what about the actual celebration of love?
Right.
Is there a way to do it without buying into all the hype?
Absolutely. In fact, I think the best Valentine's Day celebrations are the ones that are personal, meaningful, and don't break the bank.
So what are some alternative ways to celebrate without getting sucked into the commercialized vortex?
Well, for starters, you could ditch the expensive dinner reservations and cook a romantic meal at home.
Ooh, at home.
Light some candles, put on some music, and enjoy each other's company without the distractions of a crowded restaurant.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Plus, you can control the menu and make sure you're both eating something you actually like.
Right.
And you won't have to deal with that awkward moment when the bill comes.
Right.
And you have to figure out who's paying.
Exactly. And instead of buying a generic Hallmark card.
Oh, God.
Why not write a heartfelt letter to your partner?
Okay.
Express your feelings in your own words.
Yeah, I'm all for ditching the cheesy Hallmark cards. They're so impersonal.
They are.
And predictable.
Yeah.
If you really want to show your partner you care.
Yeah.
Put some effort into it.
Yeah.
Write them a poem, sing them a song, or create a piece of art inspired by your love.
Those are great ideas.
Right.
It's about thinking outside the box and finding creative ways to express your love. And remember, it doesn't have to be expensive or elaborate. Sometimes the simplest gestures are most meaningful.
Like what?
Well, think about your partner's love language.
Okay.
How do they best receive love?
Love languages? What the hell is that?
It's a concept that describes the different ways people experience and express love.
Got it.
There are 5 main love languages.
Okay.
Words of affirmation.
Okay.
Acts of service.
Okay.
Receiving gifts.
Lover.
Quality time.
Got it.
And physical touch.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So if your partner's love language is words of affirmation, They feel most loved when you express your appreciation and affection verbally.
Okay.
This could be through compliments, words of encouragement, or simply telling them how much you love them.
Makes sense. Some people are definitely more verbal than others.
If their love language is acts of service, they feel loved when you do things for them to make their life easier. Like doing the dishes.
Oh, okay.
Taking out the trash.
So basically, if you want to make them happy, do their chores.
Well, it's not just about chores. It's about showing your love through actions that demonstrate care and support.
All right. I get it. What about the other love languages?
If their love language is receiving gifts,
yeah,
they feel loved when you give them thoughtful presents.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be expensive,
yeah,
but it should be something that shows you you're paying attention,
right,
and that you care.
So basically just buy them stuff.
No, it's not just about buying stuff. It's about putting thought and effort into choosing a gift that speaks to their heart.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this love language thing works. What about quality time?
If their love language is quality time, they feel most loved when you spend dedicated, undivided attention with them.
Got it.
This could be going on dates, having meaningful conversations, or simply cuddling up on the couch and watching a movie together.
Oh.
So quality time is about actually being present and engaged with your partner, not just physically being in the same room while you scroll through your phone.
Exactly. It's about making your partner feel like they are your priority,
yeah,
and that you genuinely enjoy spending time with them.
All right. And last but not least, we have physical touch.
If their love language is physical touch, they feel most loved through physical expressions of affection. This could be holding hands, hugging, kissing, cuddling, or having sex.
So basically, just be touchy-feely.
Well, it's more than just being touchy-feely. It's about using physical touch to communicate love, intimacy, and connection.
Okay, so I get the concept of love languages.
Yeah.
But how does this apply to Valentine's Day?
Well, instead of just going through the motions and buying the typical Valentine's Day gifts, think about how you can express your love in a way that resonates with your partner's love language.
So if their love language is acts of service, maybe you should offer to give them a massage or cook them dinner instead of buying them flowers.
Exactly. Or if their love language is quality time, plan a special date night where you can focus on each other without distractions.
Okay, I'm starting to get this. So the key to a successful Valentine's Day is to ditch the generic expectations and focus on expressing love in a way that is meaningful to your partner.
You got it.
Okay.
Valentine's Day shouldn't be about conforming to some prepackaged idea of romance. It's about celebrating your unique connection and showing your love in a way that feels authentic to both of you.
So true.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about love languages and ditching those like generic overpriced gifts. But let's be real, there's like a whole other layer of pressure when it comes to Valentine's
Day. Oh, absolutely.
Social media.
Social media has turned Valentine's Day into a competition.
It really has.
It's all about who can post the most extravagant gifts, the most romantic dates.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The most picture-perfect moments.
Seriously. It's like everyone is trying to outdo each other with their, like, performative love.
Right.
It's exhausting.
It can be really damaging, you know? Yeah. It creates this unrealistic expectation of what Valentine's Day should look like. And when people compare their own experiences to these, like, curated online versions, it can lead to feelings of inadequacy and disappointment.
I mean, who actually has a Valentine's Day that looks like something out of a rom-com? It's all smoke and mirrors, carefully staged photos, and, you know, filtered reality.
Exactly. And what's even worse is that this pressure to create a picture-perfect Valentine's Day for social media can lead people to overspend and go into debt. They feel like they have to keep up with the Joneses, even if it means putting themselves in a financially precarious position.
It's crazy. We need to remind ourselves that real love isn't about the dare-gram.
No.
It's about the quiet, intimate moments, the inside jokes, the shared experiences that don't make it onto your Instagram feed.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
True love doesn't need to be validated by likes and comments.
Right.
It's about the genuine connection you share with your partner, not the performance you put on for the world.
So how do we resist this social media pressure and create a Valentine's Day that's truly meaningful for us, not for our followers?
Well, for starters, we can set boundaries with social media.
Okay.
Maybe even consider a digital detox for the day.
Oh, interesting.
Put down your phones, step away from the screens, and focus on being present with your partner.
I love that. A digital detox. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and actually connecting with the person in front of you.
Exactly. And instead of trying to create the perfect Valentine's Day post,
right?
Why not focus on creating a perfect Valentine's Day experience for you and your partner?
Yeah.
Think about what would make you both feel loved and happy, regardless of what anyone else is doing or posting.
You know, we've talked a lot about romantic relationships, but Valentine's Day doesn't have to be limited to couples, right?
No.
It's also a great opportunity to celebrate the love we have for our friends and family.
Absolutely. Valentine's Day can be a celebration of all kinds of love. You could have a Valentine's Day brunch with your besties, a family game night,
right?
Or even just send a heartfelt card to someone you care about.
I love that Valentine's Day doesn't have to be all about romantic love.
Right.
It can be a day to celebrate all the important relationships in our lives.
Exactly.
And let's not forget about self-love.
Oh, yes.
If you're single, Valentine's Day is the perfect opportunity to treat yourself with kindness and compassion.
Yes.
Pamper yourself.
Yes.
Do something you enjoy.
Absolutely.
And celebrate all the amazing things about you.
Yes. Self-love is so important.
Yeah.
We need to remember that we are worthy of love and happiness, regardless of our relationship status.
So whether you're spending Valentine's Day with a romantic partner, your friends, your family, or yourself, remember to focus on what truly matters.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine connection.
Yeah.
Heartfelt gestures.
Yes.
And celebrating love in all its forms.
Beautifully said. But before we move on,
okay,
I want to touch on something that often gets overlooked in all the Valentine's Day hype.
Mm-hmm.
Consent.
Oh, that's such an important point. Consent is crucial in any relationship.
Yes.
But it's especially important to emphasize on a day that's so focused on romance and intimacy.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Valentine's Day is not an excuse to pressure your partner into doing anything they're not comfortable with.
Right.
Whether it's a lavish gift, an elaborate date, or a particular sexual act.
Mm-hmm.
Consent should always be freely given and enthusiastically received.
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that consent can be withdrawn at any time.
Yes.
If your partner changes their mind or is no longer comfortable with something, you need to respect their boundaries.
So how can we ensure that consent is a central part of our Valentine's Day celebrations?
Well, communication is key.
Okay.
Check in with your partner. Ask them what they're comfortable with.
Right.
And listen attentively to their response.
Yeah.
Don't make assumptions or try to pressure them into anything.
And remember, consent is an ongoing conversation, not a one-time thing.
Exactly.
It's important to continue checking in with your partner throughout the evening and make sure they're still feeling good about everything that's happening.
And if you're ever unsure about something, it's always better to err on the side of caution.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask for clarification or to slow things down.
Consent is about respecting your partner's autonomy and ensuring that they feel safe and comfortable.
Yeah.
It's not about getting what you want. It's about creating a shared experience that is pleasurable and respectful for both of you.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's remember that a truly meaningful Valentine's Day is one that is built on a foundation of consent, respect, and genuine connection.
Now let's move on to the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore some practical tips for keeping the spark alive in your relationship, not just on Valentine's Day, but all year round. Stay tuned.
All right, we've tackled the commercialism, the social media pressure, and the importance of consent. But let's be real, relationships take work. Right? Yeah. It's not all champagne and roses, even on Valentine's Day.
You're absolutely right. Maintaining a healthy and fulfilling relationship requires effort, communication, and a willingness to grow together.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes way beyond a single day of Hallmark-induced romance.
So let's ditch the Valentine's Day charade and dive into some practical tips for keeping the spark alive all year round.
Okay.
What's the secret sauce?
Well, there's no magic formula, but one of the most important things is to make time for each other.
Okay.
Even when life gets crazy busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to let work, kids, and other obligations take over, but you have to prioritize your relationship.
Okay, so scheduling, like regular date nights is key, right?
Yes.
Even if it's just staying and watching Netflix together. It's about making that dedicated time for each other. Exactly. It's about creating those moments where you can reconnect and focus on each other without distractions. And it doesn't always have to be a big planned event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes the smallest gestures can make a huge difference.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Yeah.
I'm all about like practical tips.
Well, think about those little things that make your partner feel loved and appreciated.
Okay.
Leaving a sweet note, bringing them their favorite coffee in the morning or just giving them a hug when they walk in the door after a long day. Those small acts of kindness can go a long way.
It's like remembering the little things that make your partner feel seen.
Right, yes.
But what about those like bigger issues that come up in relationships? Mm-hmm. How do we tackle those?
Communication is key. It's about creating a safe and supportive space where you can both express your feelings and needs openly and honestly without fear of judgment. And that means being willing to listen too.
Okay, so it's not just about talking, it's about really hearing what your partner's saying, trying to understand their perspective.
Exactly. Active listening is so important.
Yeah.
It shows your partner that you value their thoughts and feelings and that you're truly present in the conversation.
And let's be honest, sometimes you're going to disagree.
Oh, yeah.
That's just part of being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how you handle those disagreements that matters.
You've got that right. It's about learning to fight fair.
Yeah.
Avoid personal attacks, name calling, or bringing up past hurts. Instead, focus on communicating your feelings in a calm and respectful manner.
Right.
And sometimes you need to know when to take a break.
Yeah, sometimes things get heated and you need to walk away, cool down, and come back to the conversation when you're both in a calmer state of mind.
Yeah.
I'm definitely guilty of needing a timeout every now and then.
Taking a timeout can be a valuable tool to prevent arguments from escalating into something destructive.
For sure.
It's about recognizing when you need space and taking it for the sake of the relationship.
And you know what else is important?
What's that?
Having fun together.
Yeah.
Life can be serious enough as it is.
Yeah.
We need to make sure we're taking time to laugh, play, and just be silly with each other.
Absolutely. Laughter is the best medicine. It releases endorphins, reduces stress, and strengthens your bond.
Mm-hmm.
So go on adventures together, try new things, and don't be afraid to let loose.
Yeah.
Keep that sense of playfulness and adventure alive.
I love that. It's about remembering why you fell in love in the first place. That spark, that joy. And, you know, relationships are always evolving.
Right.
People change, circumstances change, and it's important to be, like, flexible and adaptable.
Growth is essential. It's about being willing to evolve alongside your partner, supporting each other's dreams, and navigating life's challenges together.
And sometimes we need a little help along the way. There's no shame in seeking outside support.
I agree. Couples therapy can be incredibly beneficial. It provides a neutral and supportive space for couples to explore their challenges and develop healthy communication patterns.
So to wrap things up, relationships take work, but they're also incredibly rewarding. It's about prioritizing communication, making time for each other, and being open to growth.
And never forgetting to have fun along the way. Love is a journey, not a destination.
So true. All right, lovebirds, that's a wrap on this Valentine's Day deep dive.
Yes.
We hope you learned a thing or two about ditching the commercial bullshit,
yeah,
prioritizing genuine connection, and keeping the spark alive in your relationship.
Remember, celebrate love every day, not just on February 14th. And don't be afraid to break tradition and create a love story that's uniquely yours.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.